that you first and foremost recognize that you sit in a state of rebellion and condemnation. And unless you repent, and unless you believe the gospel that Christ came into the world to save sinners, that Christ came into the world to secure a reconciliation, and you come and put your faith in Him and trust Him, and give over the management of your life to Him, because He must have preeminence in all things. He is the firstborn of creation. He is the firstborn from among the dead, and He will be the firstborn among many brethren. Morally, we're to be conformed to His image. But lest we lose the sight of the fact, He still remains distinct. He still outranks. He still is above. He's still the greatest. And so as we think of these things, comes down to really what's our response. What's our response when we reacquaint ourselves with the truth that we are not here by accident or by chance, but by divine purpose, He has put all this world together for His own pleasure and for His glory. Have you fallen short? The scripture says, yes, you have. You don't even have to answer that question. You know in your own soul, I know in my own soul that I've fallen short of the glory of God. And I can live in a condition in which sin might still have its power and it might be still having its hold over me. And that's demonstrated by the will. It's demonstrated by the will. What is the thing that we will? That we drive, what drives us. And Jesus stepped into this creation so that He might reconcile all things back to God. And so the only way that you and I can be delivered from this condition is when our faith and our hope now is in the one whom God says, in Him is eternal life. When you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, for us who have put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, do you recognize that from God's perspective, He is to have preeminence in all things? And then to realize the wonderful grace of God that brings us into the family of God, where He is not ashamed to call us brethren. In John's gospel, He says to His disciples, I have called you friends. There is now a unique relationship that can be enjoyed because He's the firstborn among many brethren. When we have difficulty amongst ourselves, you realize it's because we forget that He ranks over all of us, that He is the first one. He is the highest one. He is the one who has the supremacy. May the Lord prick your heart, prick my heart, that we might gain a greater appreciation of who the Lord Jesus Christ is, who is the firstborn. If you haven't come to faith in Christ, tonight's the night. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. For us who have believed, we might have lost sight of the fact that this one is the preeminent one in God's world, in God's order. That He is the beginning, the head of a new creation. And that all things are to be ordered and driven by our allegiance and our faith and our dependency upon Him. And then to enjoy the grace that brings us together as family, in which we are to be called brethren. He's the firstborn. He should have that place in all of our hearts and minds. Let's bow in a word of prayer. And if you haven't thought of this before, you haven't recognized this place that the Lord Jesus Christ has, tonight you can have that recognition. you've never put your faith, you never really understood rebellion and rejection and the problem of sin, may you come to grips with that tonight and say, I repent. I turn from my selfish ways. And I seek to find and have peace with God. And then may we all experience the wondrous grace that brings us into a unique and special relationship where he calls us his brother. And yet he outranks us all. Lord Jesus, we thank you for who you are. We thank you that you give a sense of purpose to all there is, for you created all things for your pleasure. They are and were created. You are the one who holds all things together. And we live in a world that's constantly at odds and at enmity with you and with God our Father. And yet you would cry out, there is reconciliation available. Be reconciled to God. And by putting faith in you, Lord Jesus, and what you have done, by going to the cross, by bearing sin in your body on the tree, being raised by the glory of God, the glory of the Father, raised again, that in all things you might have preeminence, that you would be the head of a new creation, the beginning of all that is new, and the wondrous grace that would call us your brethren. Oh, Lord Jesus, may the greatness of who you are so capture our hearts and our minds and our consciences this evening. For those who have not yet come to know you, that they would come in faith believing. And for us who have heard the gospel over and over again, may we just afresh affirm and confess that you are the one who would have preeminence in our lives, because you are the firstborn from among the dead, and you're the firstborn among many brethren.